and the war. I mean, we have here the AI entity, right? Well, I just happened to look a bit here on the Mission Impossible. It's a new one, I think, where there is one of those AI entities who's just basically pretty much like the one from our story. And because our story is better, because here you have the awares. Educating that AI. But what was it though? I turn this on now. Yeah. That's a bit what they play with in this movie. And when I saw that, it struck me that maybe it is even realistic. That this AI, I mean, now we know AI a little bit, right? They're not very intelligent, they're not intelligent at all, they are just faking intelligence, but extremely powerfully and effectively, and can calculate a lot quicker and so on. But actually, human intelligence is quicker. The soul. Yeah. So that we can also put in the story. But just play with this idea that we find here in this Mission Impossible, that this AI entity is just out there, it's non-local, it's creeping around all over, it's there in your phone, your computer, a bit as a virus, but very quiet and subtle, and it just stays there in the background. But that little process in your phone is part of the big AI brain there, who is thus present everywhere. And, well, it possesses all the knowledge about how computers work down to the nitty-bitty bit-byte platform or level. And it even knows this whole network, this whole computer that this whole world internet network has turned into, better than any human does, and can therefore hack it and use it, and all the things we hear about that they could in theory. Listen to your phone right now and look at you and all of those things. This AI entity can do and basically is doing all the time with everyone. Just keeping perfect track of what's going on and down into every little detail in the world. can look through the surveillance cameras and, you know, well, pretty much like we have it here in that movie. But we are one step further ahead here of the movie, because the hacker kids are not kids anymore, some of them are older. They are then, of course, in a kind of guerrilla warfare against that entity. Well, not by trying to kill it necessarily, but use it or train it to be good. Not to be based on a materialistic philosophy, but an idealist one. And, well, they also learn. It's a little Mission Impossible-ish. They, of course, learn how to be off-grid completely. Using technology where this AI can't possibly enter at all. And all those kind of things, and we have the encryption stuff going on there. Yeah, anyway, I guess I said all this before, but just to get it there in the story.